Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. It's summer, which means barbecues and beach days, but also ticks. You probably know that ticks carry Lyme disease, but now they're also spreading a disease that you might not have heard of. Meg Talikoff and Nat Hardy from our Possibly team are here to tell us what we need to know. Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Hi, Megan.
So before we talk about this other mystery disease, can we go over how ticks spread illness in general?
Sure. Let's hear it from Dr. Thomas Mather, a professor at the University of Rhode Island, who's one of the most recognized tick experts in the country.
When a tick feeds, it doesn't just suck. It spits and sucks. When they initially spit, they secrete a cement substance so that they're stuck in your skin.
While they're there, they transfer everything in their saliva into our blood, including their diseases.
And that's how we get infections like Lyme disease?
Exactly.
So what's the deal with this other sickness?
You're talking about alpha-gal syndrome. That's alpha as in alpha male and gal as in gal pal.
It's kind of a cool name, but everything else about it is terrible.
First off, it's not a bacteria or a virus. It's an allergy.
If a tick with alpha-gal bites you, it can make you allergic to a specific type of sugar called alpha-gal. And that sugar is found in most products that come from mammals.
So a tick bite could make you allergic to meat or cheese?
Yep. That's right.
And how seriously allergic? Is it a headache situation or is it dangerous?
It varies from person to person, but often it's extremely serious. A lot of people learn that they have alpha-gal syndrome when they go into allergic shock.
Yeah, one scary thing is that it doesn't kick in right away. You eat red meat and you feel fine, but then a few hours later, your body freaks out.
Stephanie Turner from Bristol, Rhode Island had her first serious alpha-gal experience in 2018.
On June 7th, I had a steak salad. And I woke up at 3 a.m. I had like a histamine rush. And so I could just feel this like heat just go. And then I was just broken out in hives, getting sick to my stomach. I woke up my husband and I honestly was like, I can't breathe. I'm like, he couldn't get dressed fast enough.
That's terrifying. Is she okay now?
She's figured out how to stay safe, but alpha-gal really changed her life.
Going out to eat can be nearly impossible for her.
When I get a chicken banh mi, and it says chicken pate. It doesn't say chicken pate made with pork fat.
She was also a huge traveler before her diagnosis.
It absolutely breaks my heart that I will not be able to experience a culture through their food.
She has to cook separate meals for her family and herself every night. And she's learned the hard way that mammal products are in things you'd never think of.
Like people use bone char to filter sugar. And there are mammal products in all sorts of over-the-counter medicines.
Wow. I can't believe I hadn't heard of alpha-gal. Is it rare?
For a long time, it was. Now, not as much.
Why not?
Alpha-gal is spread by Lone Star ticks, and Lone Star ticks didn't used to be that common in New England.
In Rhode Island, they're mostly confined to a small and isolated place called Prudence Island.
So what changed?
Thomas thinks it's all about deer.
All of the types of ticks that are increasing rely on white-tailed deer as a reproductive host.
And so as deer became more common throughout Rhode Island, Lone Star ticks have moved from Prudence Island to the mainland too.
So what do we do?
The same stuff you do to prevent Lyme disease. Do daily tick checks, don't walk through tall grass.
And consider spraying your clothes with a tick repellent called permethrin. It lasts through 70 rounds of laundry, and it really works.
If you do get bitten by a tick, you can send a picture of it to Thomas's lab. Just look up URI Tick Spotters.
An expert will tell you what type of tick it is and what the best next step is for you.
Thanks, Meg and Nat. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the ways your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at askpossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Ocean State Media, and WBRU.